Thank you all. In just a minute, Carl travels thousands of light years to bring us this week's limericks thanks to a rift in the space rhyme continuum.
Oh.
If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, in the fight of his life to keep his job in the election next week, now has another problem. On Wednesday, he had to publicly apologize to a voter on live TV for pretending to what?
Well, he pretended. I don't know what he was pretending. He got in the car, didn't realize his mic was live, and called her a bigot.
Right. Well, what we were suggesting was that he pretended to like her.
Oh, I see.
Which he did on live TV. But you're right.
I see what you mean.
It's been a tradition for ages. Politicians have pretended to like voters, and then as soon as they get off alone, they reveal their true feelings.
Yes.
But Gordon Brown is the first one to wear a live wireless mic throughout this Jekyll and Hyde transformation. He was mic'd for video as he chatted on the street with one Jillian Duffy, a grandmother and lifelong Labor Party voter who voiced her concerns about immigrants. Mr. Brown assured her it wasn't a problem, asked about her family, told her how wonderful it was to meet her. Then he got into his car and called her a, quote, bigoted woman and complained about having to talk to her, all the while transmitting his voice to the BBC. After the damning tape was broadcast over and over again on British television and the internet, Brown had to go to Ms. Duffy's house and apologize to her in person. Walking away, he said, quote, "That'll keep the little bigot happy. Oh, damn, I did it again."
You know what I loved? When he got in the car, he said something like, "Who let me near that woman?"
Exactly.
Like,
right.
You know,
yeah. Whose fault was that?
It was Ferguson's fault.
Well, I mean, I feel two things. First of all, sympathy, because we've all done that. But also a little apprehension in that, do all the politicians do this? I mean, after telling us, yes, we can, does Barack Obama turn to Rahm Emanuel and say, that guy can't? Amy, in France, there's a bit of a scandal brewing. It all started when a European rental car company, trying to stir up interest in its Citroën hatchbacks, compared the diminutive French car to whom?
The British.
No.
The French.
Remember I said diminutive.
Right.
In France.
Right.
Wow. It comes with a sidecar called the Carla, which is actually bigger.
Oh, the Sarkozy.
Yes, they compared it to Sarkozy. The company poster says, "Be like Madame Bruni, take a small French model." See? many expect a lawsuit from the thin and tiny-skinned Sarkozy. Of course, someone has to pick him up so we can see the poster first. This is just the latest. We have some sympathy for him. This is just the latest indignity suffered by him in regard to cars. Thanks to French safety laws, Sarkozy has to travel in a rear-facing car seat.
What if he drops his sippy cup?
I hate it when that happens. Keegan, in the latest sign that we've all just stopped trying, the Cub Scouts announced a new merit badge in what?
Video games?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Technically...
Gaming, yeah.
It's not a merit badge, but it's something called a belt loop. But the requirements to earn one of these things are quite onerous. For example, and these are real, I'm quoting from their manual, "With your parents, create a plan to buy a video game that is right for your age group." So, okay, steal dad's credit card, click on Amazon, check, done. Here's another one. Quote, "With an adult supervision, install a gaming system." Like, hey, mom, watch me as I plug this cord into the flat screen. There. We can't help but see this as a somewhat threatening trend for our youth. Soon they'll be scouting awards for things like eating entire bags of chips, loitering, and finally a scouting award for quitting scouting.
Right.
Oh.
Wow.
And who will tie our knots?
Right.
Exactly.